Los Angeles, $15. Seattle, $15. Chicago, $13. Louisville, $9. Those are just a few of the cities that have raised the minimum wage. In Oregon, lawmakers are mulling a bill to raise the state's minimum wage to $12 an hour, and a bill has already been filed to raise the minimum for adults in Oregon with developmental disabilities. Many are paid less than the minimum wage, and they're paid with taxpayer dollars. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Chris Lehman reports.
It's a Wednesday morning at the Water Reclamation Facility in McMinnville, Oregon. The sprawling campus is tucked away in a suburban industrial park. Two vans pull up, marked All Seasons Grounds Care. Soon the air is filled with the sounds of yard maintenance. And soon after that, some of the curious workers come over to say hi to the reporter.
My name's Deborah Wood. Nice to meet you.
Like her colleagues, Deborah Wood has intellectual disabilities. And like all of the All Seasons employees I spoke with, she loves her job.
We mow and blow and pull weeds and rake leaves and do litter control. And I pick up the pruning and they use a weed eater.
And like many of the others on the grounds crew, Wood gets paid less than minimum wage. All Seasons Grounds Care is run by Salem-based Shangri-La Corporation. It's a nonprofit that helps people with disabilities develop job skills and find housing. Shangri-La's Employment Services Director, Terry Marsh, says the goal is for grounds crew employees to gain enough work experience that they can go on to another job with better pay.
It happens fairly frequently.
But while they're at Shangri-La, many of the grounds crew members work for less than $6 per hour, well below the Oregon minimum wage of $9.25. That's allowed by an exception to both federal and state minimum wage law. Marsh says it allows lower pay for disabled workers who can't perform at 100% productivity levels as judged by industry standards.
For our crew here, the average productivity, I think, is around 40-45%. So we have some people who make minimum wage, and we have some people who make less.
There are about 500 workers in Oregon who are paid sub-minimum wage through contracts from state and local agencies. Some make safety vests for the State Department of Transportation. Others shred paper or sort mail. But Democratic State Senator Sarah Gelser says no one should be paid under the minimum wage, especially when taxpayers are footing the bill.
We're having a conversation about raising the minimum wage and talking about how fair wages are important to everyone. People with disabilities are Oregonians too, and we absolutely can't leave them behind.
Gelser has filed a bill that would require nonprofits that use disabled workers under government contracts to pay those workers at least minimum wage. But Gelser realizes that places like Shangri-La might not be able to foot the bill, so her measure would require government agencies that pay for the contracts to subsidize the higher wage.
So it really is the legislature or the public body that is taking on that increased cost. We're not asking the nonprofits to go out and raise a bunch of extra money.
Gelser says there's no reason why any disabled worker would lose their job as a result of the measure. But Terry Marsh of Shangri-La isn't convinced.
While I believe that our public agencies believe in employment for all people, everybody's fighting for money right now.
And Marsh says it's ultimately a trade-off. The lower wage allows Shangri-La to take on more workers. There's about 24 on the job here in McMinnville. But the less than minimum wage also means less money in the pockets of people like David Kent. He's been working for All Seasons Grounds Care for almost 8 years, and he watches every penny.
To save up for me and my spouse to do something together.
He wants to take his wife on vacation.
Probably to coast for a day or something.
But it could be a few years before Kent sees a bigger paycheck, even if the measure to up the minimum wage for people with disabilities does pass. That's because existing contracts would be grandfathered in under Oregon's current law. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Lehman.